By the way, if you want to correspond to the show, if you want to, you know, get more information about something, you want to send us some information or ideas for future shows or whatever, it's a very simple address, Jerry Pippin, P-I-P-P-I-N, that's P as in Paul, Post Office Box 800. We're the only talk show not only with an 800 telephone number, but an 800 post office box. And then you write the letters OK, OK, 74446. That's OK, Oklahoma, 74446. On the line from the Hill Country in Texas, we have Jim Moore, author of the book Conspiracy of One, the definitive book on the Kennedy assassination. And I believe it's Jay up there in Northern California, is it?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Have you? I would like to know if Jim has ever heard of Dr. John Coleman.
I have indeed.
You don't believe what he has to say?
Well, it's not so much that I don't believe what he has to say. I don't. Oh gosh.
Wait a minute, guys. What did he say? What did he say? The doctor.
The doctor. Well, can I read this little paragraph here?
Please.
Bloomfield just happened to be the attorney for Bronfman, it's a hard name to say, Bronfman family. The World Trade Mart was created by Colonel Clay Shaw and FBI Division 5 Station Chief in New Orleans. Guy Bannister. Shaw and Bannister were close associates of Lee Harvey Oswald, accused of shooting Kennedy, who was murdered by CIA contract agent Jack Ruby before he could prove that he was not the assassin who shot President Kennedy. In spite of the Warren Commission and numerous official reports, it has never been established that Oswald owned the Mannlicher rifle said to be the murder weapon. It was not, nor that he had ever fired it. The connection between the drug trade, Shaw, Bannister, and Bloomfield has been established several times and need not concern us here.
You know, Jim, we've never talked about this New Orleans connection in all the shows we've done. What do you think about that?
Well, Clay Shaw was not as pure as driven snow, but Jim Garrison hounded him literally to death for a crime he didn't commit. And to
the jury was out, what, 20 minutes?
Well, yeah, less than an hour. To say that Shaw was a compatriot of Bannister is like putting together water and oil. The two would not have fit together in any case. And to believe that, A, Oswald never owned the rifle, that, B, he never fired it, and that, C, he was somehow totally innocent of this entire affair is to extricate a man with blood on his hands. As much as I think John's research is certainly a product of his own mind, but as much as I admire that, it's not something I can attach great.
Jay, we're going to have to cut this off. We got to run. Jim, you got another book coming out?
I do. I'm writing one with the president's brother. It's called Growing Up Clinton. Be out next summer.
What, Roger?
Yeah, indeed.
Good. Well, do you go out to L.A. to see Roger? Is he coming to Texas? How you guys do this?
No, actually, we're doing both. I go back out there on the first of the month, and then he'll be back in Texas.
Great. Okay. Thanks very much, Jim.
Sure,
your book is Conspiracy of One, and it's available in paperback at any bookstore through Summit Group Publishing. We'll be back with another hour of this of Open Phones. Jim, get some sleep, okay? This is Jerry Pippin. Don't go away.